Welcome to the Block Report. I am your host, the magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL. If you've heard some of my recent broadcasts, I haven't been using the word magnificent because we are in times, of course, of unrest and turmoil. So, but I am still magnificent, and that's besides the point, because that never changes. But what does change is people's feelings and how people feel about their position and station in life. And life changes. And the world changes. And what we are seeing a series of changes that are taking place, although some of the things that we are seeing are history repeating itself. You see, a lot of people have been referencing some of the rioting and civil unrest in the United States of America back to the times of the 1960s, when civil rights leaders and black men were assassinated and lynched, and the police in across the states did whatever they wanted to do. A lot of people would like to believe that it only happened in the South, but it also happened up north, or down north, as some people would say, in the northern states. And because as some of your liberal Democrat friends would like you to believe, is that they are not racist or as racist, as terrible, as bad as those southern states and Republicans. However, as I have always promoted and stated, that Democrat and Republican are two sides of the same, or two heads on the same snake. They are no different. Just one is more outright and blatant with their bias, their bigotry, and the other is more covert. So they make you believe that they're somehow with you, and they keep telling you things like, it just takes time. It's gonna take time. Like, it's gonna take time for this to work this out. So, which is another version of the pie in the sky theory. That's why you see that a Democrat or these politicians, the first thing that they do when one of their state-sanctioned employees or their confederates harms and kills a black person, the first thing they do is they bring out the clergy to talk to black people to try to calm them down. They don't bring any solutions. They bring somebody to you to try to console you and calm you down, for you not to foment anger or act upon your anger and your frustration, to tell you to turn the other cheek so they could go ahead and kick your other cheek in. Here on the Block Report, yes, we report news locally and abroad, nationally and internationally. At from times, we will speak on things going on wherever it occurs. Because as you can understand, there's a block especially here in the United States of America. There's a block in every city and every state. One of the things I noticed through my travels throughout America is that there's always a MLK Boulevard somewhere. Most of the states, you'll find the MLK Boulevard, MLK Street, MLK Avenue. And usually, anywhere that is at, there's a black neighborhood there. So far, Harlem, New York, is the only place where I've witnessed a Malcolm X named street. But both Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., both of them were despised by and had very little support from the white community, and even had individuals in their own black community that wanted to upend their progress and their mission. So this is a very complicated situation that we are dealing with in these times. Nothing has a fast and easy answer to it. So you will have people that are out there claiming that they hear you, or that they understand where you come, where you're coming from. The whole thing is that the threads of this society, it appears, it might appear to one that what we see going on is the falling of the modern day Rome. You see, when the leader of a nation or country comes out and declares that either the governors of the states or the because even in Rome, there were governors. In Roman times, they had governors, people that governed. I forget the name, but that's how the name governor came about, based on whatever it was in Roman times. And they would be basically not leaders, but managers of places that had been conquered by the Roman army. And these managers would report back to, of course, Rome and the leaders there, the Caesar or whatever the leader was at the time. So basically, you have this leader, the president, talking to his governors and his mayors and saying that if you can't handle the problem and quell the civil unrest, then I am bringing in the military. Well, there are other people besides myself that you can that you may be privy to that have expressed this point. But the first thing I thought is that there's not enough military people to fight off the American people. The American people population on the continental United States, meaning not commonwealths or territories outside of this one landmass that is bordered by Canada and Mexico, is around 360 million people. 300 and something million people. The military population is around 1% of that or less. Myself, being a veteran of the army and military, even at over 20 years ago when I first joined. Which one of the things, let me express this to you. When you join the military, you take an oath. And the oath is to protect the Constitution. So, and in the Constitution, in that oath, one of the oaths that the president takes is that he must protect the country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. However, it depends on the perception of who you see as an enemy. Because we do remember in Charlottesville, and what I've been seeing and noticing a lot, and I'm reading this a lot in the news, people running over people with cars. People basically using automobiles as weapons against people that are protesting and expressing their frustration with the unjust system that we have in this country. In Charlottesville, you had an individual that used their car, ran into a group of people, and killed a young lady. And then when this president was asked about the protest and the situation and what happened, of course, he expressed regret some sort of remorse or dislike. However, in his way, I'm sure some of you might find color or more colorful words and better adjectives than myself to describe it. It all depends on your perspective over the killing of the young lady. But what he did describe is that there were fine people on both sides. Now, the person running into people with their vehicle is not a fine person. And what you notice is that here now, that same situation is being duplicated. I heard of a story where I think something of that nature happened up in Buffalo, New York. They also have video footage of police officers in the NYPD taking their vehicle and ramming into people. So what's going on is that there is a breakdown. There is a breakdown in society that is going on, but it's been going on for a long time because a lot of people have distrusted and have not really trusted the police. The white supremacists, they like the police as long as they're beating up some black people and harming black people. The police are fine then. Remember now, you had an individual like Clive and Bundy and his family. They basically went and took siege to a government facility while Obama was president, and even had gunfight with federal agents. I believe a couple people were killed in that incident. So these white supremacists, they have no issue. They don't care about law and order if it comes to them, because to them, the law is for them, is to protect them. It's to feed their purposes and help keep the Negroes in their place. This understanding, if you have this type of understanding, then you can see what a great conflict that is upon us and that is going on. See, if you don't have context, then you have no way to properly sort and deal with the information at hand. These are times that whatever was before, whatever like life was like before, things can go completely left and change all of that, and there's no return for that. So there is going to be, as it appears, there will be an immense change in what people's reality was just a couple years ago. But the thing is that it seems that all of the things that are happening have been planned and they were in place. For instance, the individuals, I know some people, may disagree with me and my analysis and my point of view, but that's fine. But the thing is that it appears that you have individuals that have been fully prepared for a moment like this to occur, where the civil unrest rises to a certain level. And it appears that some people are trying to gin up a situation to encourage a situation to develop. You see, there are people out there that want to see chaos. There are people out there that want to see the military on the streets. There are people out there that want to go to war. But what I encourage you to think about, and this message, yes, I'm being biased, and this message is going directly to young black men and women, because I don't want you going out there and being casualties for no reason. What you need to think about is, what is your mission? What is your goal? You should not align yourself. It's a game of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. But it's not always the case. The enemy of your enemy can still be your enemy as well. Because once the purpose has been served and they don't need you anymore for whatever support or ancillary strategy and missions, then you become disposable. That's why you must be the driver of the bus, and you must control the narrative, and you must control the initiative of what you're trying to bring about. What is it that the protesters want? It could be that what the protesters want will be overridden by an anarchist, double-crossing, anti-fascist versus fascist movement, war, and therefore what the protesters want is still not achieved. And then everything, life and situations, are ruined, and it becomes a war state, which it is to a degree, but it becomes even worse. you see, as I retrace, the president threatens to deploy the military into the states, as I said. Well, what are they going to do? Are you going to have active duty military or National Guard shoot and kill people that are relatives or associates and friends? That's how you plan to solve what's going on? To me, the easier solution, but of course, as long as you are backing up white supremacists, it's not such an easy solution, and a system that is about white supremacy is to charge the four officers that were involved in the death of Mr. Floyd. And it's to charge all the other officers that have unjustly killed black people. And another step to go forward after that, after you do that, to show that you really mean to bring the country together and help it move forward into the 21st century and further centuries, is to root out all these other racist DAs, prosecutors, and judges. Make a way. Now listen, but the problem is to make a way for people to root them out. But the problem is this. Judges and DAs are voted on, but then nobody knows about their record. There are people that they run for office and no one really knows their record. Not only that, most of the time they hardly ever campaign or run a campaign for black people to know about them and to make a decision on them. So most people don't really know. And most black folks, the only thing they know about is to go vote in the big election. But that means nothing. It really doesn't mean that much. Because all politics is local. All politics are local. And if you are not abreast and up to point and on point with what your local politics are, a national figurehead is not going to do anything for you. Signal President, former President Barack Obama, who basically had a bear summit with the police officers that profiled Henry Gates when he had trouble finding his keys to get into his house in Massachusetts, and the police officers arrested him and charged him with burglary. And this man was like a professor at Harvard and all of this type of stuff. Was that a mistake? President Barack Obama, now he's no longer president, but I want to show you, I'm going to just allude and recover some of the ground where he allowed, and possibly because he had no other choice, he couldn't do anything about it. Which it just goes to show, why take a position of power if they're going to take your balls from you and you can't exert power and institute change just so you can fill up your pockets and take care of you and your family? Okay, congratulations, you and your family is good, but what's going on with the rest of the community? And then you want people to respect you as a leader. No, you definitely could not expect for that. Because currently Trump, his supporters are in favor of just about everything he's doing. He is in no trouble with his supporters. Until shit hits the fan and then a few of them go ahead and murked out. But okay. So yeah. You had the Bear Summit. And Tamir Rice gets murdered by a cop within seconds. Cop doesn't even speak to him, just jumps out the car. The car is still moving as he jumps out and shoots the 12-year-old boy who did nothing wrong. Let's see. That part right there really hits my heart. And the fact that you fail to stand up, you in that moment and do anything, you just lost everything with me. So, I mean, there was not even a prosecution for the cop that did that. No prosecution at all. And the DA and whatnot and so forth. And then they go and they live their lives. And it's okay. You see, your inaction allows for situations like what happened to Breonna Taylor, Mr. Floyd, Tatiana Jefferson, and all the long list after that. Once you allowed the Trayvon Martin and the Tamir Rice situation to go down, there was no, because now if they're killing kids, it doesn't matter if they kill grown folk either. You didn't stand for anything. And someone who doesn't stand for anything will fall for anything, but you will also fall, just period. Now, moving forward onto, as I said, the threats of having the military in the streets. As I said, there are not that, if they bring the military into the streets, which I doubt that's going to happen. Because, as I said, there's not enough of them to populate the United States. Plus, for the fact that they're already stretched. They're in Saudi Arabia. They're in Iraq. They're in Afghanistan. They're in the Philippines. They're all over the world. So wherever these troops that you're coming from, that you're going to bring to hit the streets in America. So that's why we got to be very careful, because the only thing that I think that you could try to do is to try to militarize those white militias, those white racist, white nationalist racist militias, and put them in uniform and claim that they're military. So as I said, Trump is threatening something very serious, and it's possible that it is a possibility that he's just threatening. It's all just bluster. But we also must remember they had an independent occupying force, a corporation. What was the corporation called again? Black something or whatever. Black Water or something like that. Those were some of the independent contractors they used in Iraq. So probably, you know, you have these individuals that are out there. They need to make money and get money, and they are itching for any moment to go ahead and bring an occupational type of situation, walking up and down the street with guns and tanks and all these vehicles to occupy inside of the United States of America. We have to be very vigilant. We have to be very conscious, very aware of what's going on. And you cannot depend on one individual to solve your problems. That's the problem with some of you religious type of folks. Because your whole thing is you find one individual to say, okay, this individual will do all or and take care of everything. Whatever that individual or entity is. And the thing is, I've never seen nature work that way. If you abide and work with nature, then something blooms and it blossoms. You sit there and wait for nature to do something for you or go against it, then you're going to see destruction. Or you'll see static. Nothing happens. And static is anything that's static is next to non-animation vis-a-vis death. So, waiting for someone to save you is not the thing to do. Waiting on an entity to save you is not the thing to do. If they were going to save you, why would they save you and they didn't save your grandmother or your great-great-grandmother? But they're going to save you. They waited for you. Whoever this saver that you're thinking about is going to arrive and do. You don't quite understand. See, life is give and take, so you gotta give something to get something. So you gotta put action into something to receive something, good or bad. At this point, I would just like to remind you guys out there that are listening to the podcast that you can find the broadcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite podcasting networks. We have set up a Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBlockReport. If you have any topic ideas you'd like to share, you can send them there and we might consider them, and maybe possibly your topic idea will end up on the broadcast. You can like, comment, and share the page from there as well, and let other people know about the broadcast. We have a lot to do. We have a lot to work on. There are no simple, fast, and easy answers. But you must stay alert and aware. To be alert and aware is to be alive. If you're walking around here and your mind and your head is consumed with the lamestream media, white media information, what you got to understand that those networks that have their news and media, they cater to corporations. Because the corporations, they cater to corporations and the government. But how they cater to the corporations is because the corporations pay for advertising time. Without those corporations paying money to advertise on those stations, they would just be a state-run media. They would have to beg for money from the state. That's why you see in an instance, well, maybe not that's why, but that's how you can connect. Why you see a response from the corporate world on these protests and the situation that's going on in the society. Because every time there's a situation, if a corporation does something where, or if there's a media personality on a news station that says something or does something, like a guy like Bill O'Reilly, they did this to Bill O'Reilly, they did this to Don Imus, corporations would back out from them and like, look, oh wow, you said something that's crazy and we trying to make money here. You trying to cut off our money. You're going to have 40 million people in America say, and even if it's not 40 million, I'm talking about the Black American, African American, Black or African American population in the United States of America, say that we're not going to buy from this company because they support Don Imus and his racist talk. They support Bill O'Reilly and his racist talk. And businesses and corporations are about getting the dollar. And if you are messing with the money, then you're messing up. Although they can find a way to go ahead and backdoor and send you some advertising money still, though, at the same time. So what happens is those individuals get moved off of national networks and then they go on independent networks, or they end up on like some of these podcasting networks like I'm on right now. And they can get and they can get backing and support on the side or through the back door or wherever, however they get it. Because some of these people still support, these corporations still support the message and the talk, because they're trying to sell, you know, they know, hey, you're a personality and you attract maybe 5 million people in the country. Well, who doesn't want to get their ad out there heard by 5 million people? If you're in business to make money, then that sounds like an investment that you want to make. So, you see that corporations are out here now making an effort. Certain corporations and CEOs are making an effort to speak up. Some of them are also opposed. It's not so much about, they may align themselves and say, yeah, we're really opposed to police killing Black people. But on a, they may see it as an overall arch of basically a system that bullies people and individuals, and they're not in favor of it. For instance, when Trump comes out and says he's going to put an executive order to against social media banning certain things, or trying to get involved in fact checking, or trying and this type of stuff, and then you have a coward like the guy from Facebook, who basically is playing a game where he doesn't want to really get involved or say anything on it. So he's more or less trying to play on the side of the administration in his statements about the subject, and say, no, we're not about trying to fact check or prove information is true or not. So he's just like, listen, I just don't want the heat to come to me. Just leave. I just don't want you trying to bring the heat on me. That's what he's basically saying. You see, and the thing is, if people think money changes you, money changes only your circumstances, as far as where you're living, the kind of cars you drive, the type of people you interact with. But if you were always a coward, if you were used to being bullied, then you'll take bullying even when you're a billionaire. So some things just don't change about you. Some things just don't change just because you get money. Money only enhances your character. It amplifies your character. I just overall just want to let you guys know that this is not a time to be playing around. And if you're for justice, which I hate using that word justice, because it really, well, not that I hate it, but the thing is, it's dubious. It doesn't really have a true definition. That's why when I speak about what needs to be done for Mr. Floyd and all the other slain and harmed black people, brothers and sisters, it's punishment that I talk about. Punishment for the officers and the people that harm them. And anyone that tries to stop those individuals or prevent those individuals from being punished deserves to be punished as well. That includes the DAs, the judges, whoever it is. For those that are protecting others for the murder of black people, they all deserve to be punished. So, if you want to call that justice, then call it justice. But I'm talking about punishment. So, as I'm saying, I'm asking of you that hear my voice to be alert and aware because this is not an easy time. And unless you're ready and prepared to be in the battlefield on a battle mode 24/7, you're gonna get ran over. And to a degree, we are in a battlefield. And maybe it's just my optimism that I'm holding out for. Or my optimism is just that we can turn this thing in the right direction. I don't want to see it go crazy and end up so wrong that you are in a position where it's going to take decades more time in order to correct it. So, take it how you want to take it. It really doesn't matter to me. But I'm just letting you know, I can see how easily and quickly, just like for instance, with this, the whole thing is with the coronavirus thing. And I saw early on that I noticed that everyone that talked about it, especially those that were in the economic side of things and the stock market and such, everyone would say, oh, all we need is a vaccine and that would change things and now people would be comfortable and that would help businesses get back together and people go out and shop. The whole thing is, I'm against that vaccine thing because I've seen that that was a ploy by Bill Gates to basically, and others to, they developed this scare of something that was a higher grade or another grade of a flu, and basically get you so scared that you want to get this vaccine. And then you get this vaccine. And the thing is, in my mind, that I've been knowing for a while that in that situation, that if, when they inject a needle in you or some sort of liquid or serum and stuff, that they could have a nano, something that is a nano bite size. And if you don't know that, that's something that's so small, your naked eye can't see it. And that could be the chip going right inside you. It's a tracking device. One of the things now, it might not be an exact chip. One of the things that I'm thinking about it is that it might be something that can be in your nervous system. Your nervous system is throughout your body, runs throughout your body. You have several systems that run throughout your body. Now, this is me just kind of just talking. I don't have any information backing it up. And I actually really, you know what? I really don't want to give any information for these diabolical, demonic individuals to try to take it and use it and come up with it. But in a sense, that would be one way, and it could be controlling. Because the whole thing is, that's their whole thing. They want to be able to control and analyze all your movements. And the reason for that is so that you cannot inject yourself into the society to try to usurp the ruling class. And that's what that's about. They want to have a permanent ruling class, and they don't want you to have any say about it. That's ultimately what it's all about. So, the vaccine is a way for them to try to put something in everybody or enough of the population where they can basically track everything you're doing and basically have control over you.
It's more deeper control of the matrix. There's so many studies and situations where the military, the CIA, other sources have always, the Nazis, they've always experimented with ways of mind control, technology to find a way to monitor and control people. So this is nothing new. You will say it's a conspiracy, but that's fine. That's your opinion. But essentially, as I said, we're gonna start wrapping up soon because my time is running here, and I'm not gonna be on here too much longer. But they, with this COVID scare, it's a scare so that they can make money on this vaccine, and then within this vaccine, more than likely they can produce some sort of bio ID that could either track you and or a chip or whatever the case may be. They remember they already have the chip in animals. People put a chip in their pet. How do you think the chip gets inside their pet? They inject it into them. They already know that you have people out there that are anti-vaccine and don't want a vaccine. They're not even taking flu vaccine. So now if I scare you with the disease and make you feel like, okay, you need to take it and you want to take it and you should take it, then now here it is. Here's my chance to go ahead and implement my diabolical idea of trying to control the planet. Or at least a certain segment of the planet. These things are not far-fetched. If you have a mind that can, that if you can piece together things and not just be willing to accept anything that someone tells you. You see, like the people who study the stock market, they study the stock market for what's going to happen 2, 3, 5, 10 years from now. That's how they pick stocks, some of them. And that's how you gotta, you have to have that type of insight, that foresight when you're getting information to say, well, okay, yeah, it seems innocuous and harmless right now, but as this thing compounds and on the certain levels, I see where there's entry points for something more diabolical to be at play. So, these are the things that one needs to consider. So, yes. So, as I was saying, they have the vaccine game that's going on out there. And as I said, and if you notice, there was a shift. I had made a post about this about 3 months ago when I first, well, a little bit after I first heard of the corona. 3 to 4 months ago, I would check it out because I was looking at it. I've been hearing about it since January. And I've been hearing from January that it was out in China. So that's, I was hearing about it. So, but from what I questioned it and I said, what if this is all about a way for them to shift money and power around? And that's exactly what happened with the stock market when it basically bottomed and hit its lows in March. And then you can see some of the people that were, oh, the stock market will make, you know, they talk about a V recovery. If you look at some of the stocks in the market right now, some of them are basically on the verge of that V recovery. That V recovery is basically what's happening, what's going on. But who knows? Some people are still wondering or speculating that it may go see some lows again. But here's the thing, as I said, it's possible that all of this was about to shift money and power to a certain direction. And possibly now what happens is, this is one part that I'm going to tell you. If you're not paying attention and you're not a part of the game, then all you are just pieces on the board of a higher level chess game. And some of you aren't even really pieces. You know, I mean, a pawn is a piece, but you could be a sacrificial pawn. So it's okay for you to get crushed. But some pawns are moving and making moves. If some of you ever play chess, or if you haven't played chess, you should really look into it. Chess is a great game. It's a thinker's game. And a lot of people like to throw the phrase around, it's chess, not checkers. Yeah. The only thing is, how prepared are you to play the game or be in the game? Preparation is key. They say luck doesn't exist, or luck is opportunity and preparation meeting at the same time. You need to be prepared mentally, physically, financially, spiritually, on a whole level. Because we are in uncertain times, and I'm not trying to scare you, but it's not a game out here. It's serious. Well, we are at the end of this broadcast. I am your host, the Magnificent TDK, AKA Tafari Excel. I do appreciate you guys coming through and checking the show out and checking the broadcast out, because it's definitely not a show. I keep saying that. I used to call, when I was on Blog Talk, I would always call it a show. Yeah, you could check out some of my older broadcasts on blogtalkradio.com. If you're new to me and you want to see, like, where did this guy come from, what he's about. And it's the same name, The Block Report, TheBlock, well, T-H-E, one word, B-L-O-C-K, one word, R-E-P-O-R-T, one word. So three words, The Block Report. But you can, you can split it up, put it together, and it should come up. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and all your other favorite podcasting networks. Also, if you would like to contact The Block Report for either making comments, to like, share, show support, we have a page on Facebook currently right now, and it's facebook.com/TheBlockReport. And I would just like to say to all of you, be safe, be well, be aware, be alert, stay alive. Always be you, always be yourself. If you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. And always do your best. I'll be talking to you soon. Peace.